Oklahoma is bending the curve in the wrong direction. Those are the words of Dr. Dale Bratzler with OU Medicine as the state recorded its highest one-day rise in COVID-19 cases Tuesday with 228, bringing the total to more than 8,600. Bratzler says the state still meets federal hospital bed and equipment availability criteria for reopening, but
where we don't meet the criteria now are the fact that we have a rising number of new cases. So we went from 70 a day 2 weeks ago up to 170 a day based on the current daily averages, and the percentage of tests that are being done that are positive has gone up.
Bratzler says testing has not increased. Those numbers have remained steady. More people are testing positive.
Last week we did just under 30,000 tests, and 4.6% of those tests were positive. And if you look at what was reported by the health department this Monday, 6% of the tests that were run in the state were positive.
Bratzler says especially in younger age groups, people have become lax about following practices to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, like wearing masks in public and staying 6 feet from others. Tulsa County is at the forefront of the state's spike in cases, surging from 1,200 to more than 1,700 in a week. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.